Tape number 9 in the series of tapes on the biblical treasury of the Catechism, compiled and arranged by the Reverend Thomas E. Cox. Lesson 17th continues now on the Sacrament of Penance. Question 190. How do the priests of the Church exercise the power of forgiving sins? The priests of the Church exercise the power of forgiving sins by hearing the confession of sins and granting pardon for them as ministers of God and in His name. For what I have pardoned, if I have pardoned anything, for your sakes have I done it in the person of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. God hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. For Christ, therefore, we are ambassadors. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Your sins are forgiven you for His name's sake. 1 John, 2nd chapter, verse 12. I have acknowledged my sin to thee, and my injustice I have not concealed. Psalms, chapter 31, verse 5. If the wicked do penance for all his sins which he hath committed, he shall live. Ezekiel, chapter 18, verse 21. While I was yet speaking and praying and confessing my sins and the sins of the people, and so on. Daniel chapter 9, verse 20. And Jesus said, Neither will I condemn thee. Go, and thou sin no more. John chapter 8, verse 11. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all iniquity. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Confess therefore your sins one to another. James chapter 5, verse 16. Be not ashamed to confess thy sins, but submit not thyself to every man for sin. Ecclesiasticus chapter 4, verse 31. Open not thy heart to every man. Ecclesiasticus chapter 8, verse 22. And many of them that believed came confessing and declaring their deeds. Acts chapter 19, verse 18. Question 191. What must we do to receive the sacrament of penance worthily? To receive the sacrament of penance worthily, we must do 5 things. First, we must examine our conscience. He will give a law to sinners in the way. Psalms chapter 24, verse 8. I have thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. Psalms chapter 118, verse 59. And returning to himself, he said, I will arise and will go to my father. Luke chapter 15, verses 17 and 18. How many are my iniquities and sins? Make me know my crimes and offenses. Job chapter 13, verse 23. Enlighten my eyes that I never sleep in death. Psalms chapter 12, verse 4. Let us search our ways and seek and return to the Lord. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 40. Let every one prove his own work. Galatians chapter 6, verse 4. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Set your hearts to consider your ways. Aegeus chapter 1, verse 5. You shall remember your ways and all your wicked doings with which you've been defiled. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 43. Second, we must have sorrow for our sins. Thy Father and I have sought thee sorrowing. Luke chapter 2, verse 48. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. And I meditated in the night with my own heart, and I was exercised, and I swept my spirit. Psalms chapter 76, verse 7. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. Job chapter 10, verse 1. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a contrite heart. Psalms chapter 33, verse 19. Rend your hearts and not your garments. Joel chapter 2, verse 13. Be penitent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. You were made sorrowful unto penance. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 9. For the sorrow that is according to God worketh penance steadfast unto salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. If we do not penance, we shall fall into the hands of the Lord. Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, verse 22. And you shall be displeased with yourselves in your own sight for all your wicked deeds which you committed. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 43. Number 3, we must make a firm resolution never more to offend God. My son, hast thou sinned? Do so no more. Ecclesiasticus chapter 21, verse 1. He that washeth himself after touching the dead, if he toucheth him again, what doth his washing avail? Ecclesiasticus chapter 34, verse 30. To depart from injustice is to offer a propitiatory sacrifice for injustices and a begging of pardon for sins. Ecclesiasticus chapter 35, verse 3. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unjust man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, for he is bountiful to forgive. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7. Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest some worse thing happen to thee. John chapter 5, verse 14. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. Psalms chapter 38, verse 2. Cease to do perversely, learn to do well. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. I have thought on my ways, and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I am ready, and am not troubled, that I may keep thy commandments. Psalms chapter 118, verses 59 and 60. Number 4, we must confess our sins to the priest. Give an account of thy stewardship. Luke chapter 16, verse 2. He that hideth his sins shall not prosper, but he that shall confess and forsake them shall obtain mercy. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. Confess therefore your sins one to another. James chapter 5, verse 16. And now make confession to the Lord, the God of your fathers, and do his pleasure, and separate yourselves from the people of the land. 1 Esdras chapter 10, verse 11. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all iniquity. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. I did eat. Genesis chapter 3, verse 12. The serpent deceived me, and I did eat. Genesis chapter 3, verse 13. At length, the chief butler, remembering, said, I confess my sin. Genesis chapter 41, verse 9. And they talked one to another, we deserve to suffer these things because we have sinned against our brother. Genesis chapter 42, verse 21. Hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech, hearken to my speech, for I have slain a man. Genesis chapter 4, verse 23. When a man or woman shall have committed any of all the sins that men are wont to commit, and by negligence shall have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and offended, they shall confess their sins and restore the principle itself. Numbers chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. And Josue said to Achan, My son, give glory to the Lord God of Israel, and confess, and tell me what thou hast done, hide it not. Josue chapter 7, verse 19. And I prayed to the Lord my God, and I made my confession, and said. Daniel chapter 9, verse 4. We have sinned, we have committed iniquity, we have done wickedly, and have revolted. Daniel chapter 9, verse 5. And they were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. Matthew chapter 3, verse 6, and Mark chapter 1, verse 5. Go, show thyself to the priest. Matthew chapter 8, verse 4. Leviticus chapter 14, verse 2. Luke chapter 5, verse 14. And Mark chapter 1, verse 44. Whatsoever you shall loose upon earth shall be loosed also in heaven. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. And John chapter 20, verse 23. And many of them that believed came confessing and declaring their deeds. Acts chapter 19, verse 18. I will let go my speech against myself. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. Job chapter 10, verse 1. I have acknowledged my sin to thee, and my injustice I have not concealed. Psalms chapter 31, verse 5. For I will declare my iniquity. Psalms chapter 37, verse 19. I will arise and will go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Luke chapter 15, verse 18. And they said there, We have sinned against the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 6. If the stroke of the leprosy be in a man, he shall be brought to the priest. Leviticus chapter 13, verse 9. They shall pine away in their iniquities until they confess their iniquities and the iniquities of their ancestors whereby they have transgressed against me. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 39 and 40. Be not ashamed to confess thy sins, but submit not thyself to every man for sin. Ecclesiasticus chapter 4, verse 31. God hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. It seemeth to me unreasonable to send a prisoner and not to signify the things laid to his charge. Acts chapter 25, verse 27. Number 5. We must accept the penance which the priest gives us. Bring forth, therefore, fruits worthy of penance. Luke chapter 3, verse 8. Reject not the correction of the Lord, and do not faint when thou art chastised by him. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11. For after thou didst convert me, I did penance. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 19. Make your ways and your doings good. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 3. Amend your ways and your doings. Jeremiah chapter 26, verse 13. Go show thyself to the priest and offer the gift which Moses commanded. Matthew chapter 8, verse 4. Mark chapter 1, verse 44, and Luke chapter 5, verse 14. They should do penance and turn to the Lord, doing works worthy of penance. Acts chapter 26, verse 20. All should everywhere do penance. Acts chapter 17, verse 30. Redeem thou thy sins with alms, and thy iniquities with works of mercy to the poor. Daniel chapter 4, verse 24. By mercy and truth, iniquity is redeemed. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 6. Question number 192. What is the examination of conscience? The examination of conscience is an earnest effort to recall to mind all the sins we have committed since our last worthy confession. And the Lord God called Adam and said to him, "Where art thou?" Genesis chapter 3, verse 9. Before judgment, examine thyself, and thou shalt find mercy in the sight of God. Ecclesiasticus chapter 18, verse 20. Behold, my witness is in heaven, and he that knoweth my conscience is on high. Job chapter 16, verse 20. Whereas wickedness is fearful, it beareth witness of its condemnation, for a troubled conscience always forecasteth grievous things. Wisdom chapter 17, verse 10. Our wicked doings are with us, and we have known our iniquities. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 12. How happeneth, O Israel, that thou art in thy enemy's land? Baruch chapter 3, verse 10. Question 193. How can we make a good examination of conscience? We can make a good examination of conscience by calling to memory the commandments of God, the precepts of the church, the seven capital sins, and the particular duties of our state in life to find out the sins we have committed. How many are my iniquities and sins? Make me know my crimes and offenses. Job chapter 13, verse 23. Dearly beloved, if our heart do not reprehend us, we have confidence towards God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 21. A troubled conscience always forecasteth grievous things. Wisdom chapter 17, verse 10. I will write it, my law, in their heart. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. And chapter 10, verse 16. By the law is the knowledge of sin. Romans chapter 3, verse 20. Lay open thy works to the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be directed. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. It is the part of man to prepare the soul, and of the Lord to govern the tongue. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 1. Question 194. What should we do before beginning the examination of conscience? Before beginning the examination of conscience, we should pray to God to give us light to know our sins and grace to detest them. He will open his mouth in prayer and will make supplication for his sins. Ecclesiasticus chapter 39, verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, and chapter 21, verse 22. Mark chapter 11, verse 24, and Luke chapter 11, verse 9. For this shall every one that is holy pray to thee in a seasonable time. Psalms chapter 31, verse 6. The free offerings of my mouth make acceptable, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. Psalms chapter 118, verse 108. Lord, that I may see. Luke chapter 18, verse 41, and Psalms chapter 17, verse 29. Unless the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Psalms chapter 126, verse 1. Enlighten my eyes, that I never sleep in death. Psalms chapter 12, verse 4. The searcher of hearts and reins is God. Psalms chapter 7, verse 10. And Nathan said to David, "Thou art the man." 2 Kings chapter 12, verse 7. And the 10 lepers lifted up their voice, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Luke chapter 17, verse 13. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I have cried to thee all the day. Psalms chapter 85, verse 3. Help us, O God, our Savior, and for the glory of thy name, O Lord, deliver us, and forgive us our sins for thy name's sake. Psalms chapter 78, verse 9. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Matthew chapter 8, verse 2. Lesson 18, on contrition. Question 195. What is contrition, or sorrow for sin? Contrition, or sorrow for sin, is a hatred of sin and a true grief of the soul for having offended God, with a firm purpose of sinning no more. Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Except you will be converted, he will brandish his sword. Psalms chapter 7, verse 13. A sacrifice to God is an afflicted spirit, a contrite and humbled heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Psalms chapter 50, verse 19. I will recount to thee all my years in the bitterness of my soul. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 15. If so be they will hearken and be converted every one from his evil way, that I may repent me of the evil that I think to do unto them, for the wickedness of their doings. Jeremiah chapter 26, verse 3. This wicked man prayed to the Lord, of which he was not like to obtain mercy. 2 Maccabees chapter 9, verse 13. In their affliction they will rise early to me, come and let us return to the Lord. Osi chapter 6, verse 1. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, because they did penance at the preaching of Jonas. Matthew chapter 12, verse 41. You shall seek me, and shall not find me. John chapter 7, verse 34. I have heard thy prayer, and I have seen thy tears, and behold, I have healed thee. 4 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. Woe to us, because we have sinned. Therefore is our heart sorrowful. Therefore are our eyes become dim. Lamentations chapter 5, verse 17. He that sinneth against his own soul shall repent. Ecclesiasticus chapter 19, verse 6. Question number 196. What kind of sorrow should we have for our sins? The sorrow we should have for our sins should be interior, supernatural, universal, and sovereign. Let us draw near with a true heart in fullness of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Rend your hearts, not your garments. Joel chapter 2, verse 13. Turn away from injustice and greatly hate abomination. Ecclesiasticus chapter 17, verse 23. For the sorrow that is according to God worketh penance steadfast unto salvation, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. Convert us, O Lord, to thee, and we shall be converted. Lamentations chapter 5, verse 21. Question 197. What do you mean by saying that our sorrow should be interior? When I say that our sorrow should be interior, I mean that it should come from the heart and not merely from the lips. This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Matthew chapter 15, verse 8, Mark chapter 7, verse 6, and Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13. Rend your hearts and not your garments, and turn to the Lord your God. Joel chapter 2, verse 13. It is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fall. Luke chapter 16, verse 17, Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. And returning to himself, he said, I will arise, I am not now worthy to be called thy son. Luke chapter 15, verses 17 to 19. When he, Esau, desired to inherit the benediction, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, although with tears he had sought it. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 17. Let us lift up our hearts with our hands to the Lord in the heavens. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 41. Whatsoever you do, do it from the heart as to the Lord, and not to men. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. He that followeth after words only shall have nothing. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 7. Question 198. What do you mean by saying that our sorrow should be supernatural? When I say that our sorrow should be supernatural, I mean that it should be prompted by the grace of God and excited by motives which spring from faith, and not by merely natural motives. Unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that built it. Psalms chapter 126, verse 1. For the sorrow that is according to God worketh penance steadfast unto salvation, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Luke chapter 18, verse 13. Question 199. What do you mean by saying that our sorrow should be universal? When I say that our sorrow should be universal, I mean that we should be sorry for all our mortal sins without exception. The things you say in your hearts, be sorry for them upon your beds. Psalms chapter 4, verse 5. I will recount to thee all my years in the bitterness of my soul. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 15. Turn away thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Psalms chapter 50, verse 11. O God, I have declared to thee my life. Thou hast set my tears in thy sight, as also in thy promise. Psalms chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. Forgive me all my sins. Psalms chapter 24, verse 18. Question 200. What do you mean when you say that our sorrow should be sovereign? When I say that our sorrow should be sovereign, I mean that we should grieve more for having offended God than for any other evil that can befall us. Although he should kill me, I will trust in him. Job chapter 13, verse 15. For I am ready for scourges, and my sorrow is continually before me. Psalms chapter 37, verse 18. Therefore do I weep, and my eyes run down with water, because the Comforter, the relief of my soul, is far from me. Lamentations chapter 1, verse 16. O all ye that pass by the way, attend, and see if there be any sorrow like to my sorrow. Lamentations chapter 1, verse 12. Question 201. Why should we be sorry for our sins? We should be sorry for our sins because sin is the greatest of evils, and an offense against God, our Creator, Preserver, and Redeemer, and because it shuts us out of heaven and condemns us to the eternal pains of hell. Oh, forgive me that I may be refreshed before I go hence and be no more. Psalms chapter 38, verse 14. I have gone astray like a sheep that is lost. Seek thy servant. Psalms chapter 118, verse 176. There is no peace to the wicked. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 22, and chapter 57, verse 21. Let my eyes shed down tears night and day, and let them not cease, because the virgin daughter of my people is afflicted with a great affliction, with an exceeding grievous evil. Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 17. No, Father Abraham, but if one went to them from the dead, they will do penance. And he said to him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they believe if one rise again from the dead. Luke chapter 16, verses 30 and 31. Let us therefore love God, because God first hath loved us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. For thou lovest all things that are, and hatest none of the things which thou hast made, for thou didst not appoint, nor make anything hating it. Wisdom, chapter 11, verse 25. There is no peace for my bones because of my sins, for my iniquities are gone over my head, and as a heavy burden are become heavy upon me. Psalms, chapter 37, verses 4 and 5. He may let loose his hand and cut me off. Job chapter 6, verse 9. Thy own wickedness shall reprove thee, and thy apostasy shall rebuke thee. Know thou and see that it is an evil and a bitter thing for thee to have left the Lord thy God. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 19. Question 202. How many kinds of contrition are there? There are two kinds of contrition, perfect contrition and imperfect contrition. Be penitent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Many sins are forgiven her, because she hath loved much, but to whom less is forgiven, he loveth less. Luke chapter 7, verse 47. Question 203. What is perfect contrition? Perfect contrition is that which fills us with sorrow and hatred for sin, because it offends God, who is infinitely good in himself and worthy of all love. My eyes have sent forth springs of water because they have not kept thy law. Psalms chapter 118, verse 136. The soul that is sorrowful for the greatness of evil she hath done, and goeth bowed down, and feeble, and the eyes that fail, and the hungry soul giveth glory and justice to thee, the Lord. Baruch chapter 2, verse 18. Rend your hearts, and not your garments. Joel chapter 2, verse 13. Many sins are forgiven her because she hath loved much. Luke chapter 7, verse 47. The sorrow that is according to God worketh penance steadfast unto salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. When thou shalt seek there the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. Yet so, if thou seek him with all thy heart and all the affliction of thy soul. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a contrite heart. Psalms chapter 33, verse 19. He that loveth God shall obtain pardon for his sins by prayer, and shall refrain himself from them. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 4. Charity covereth all sins. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12. And going forth, he, Peter, wept bitterly. Matthew chapter 26, verse 75. And the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes towards heaven, but struck his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Luke chapter 18, verse 13. Question 204. What is imperfect contrition? Imperfect contrition is that by which we hate what offends God, because by it we lose heaven and deserve hell, or because sin is so hateful in itself. My heart is troubled within me, and the fear of death is fallen upon me. Psalms chapter 54, verse 5. We fear thee and seek thy face. Daniel chapter 3, verse 41. He may let loose his hand and cut me off. Job chapter 6, verse 9. We pour out our prayers and beg mercy in thy sight, O Lord our God, because thou hast sent out thy wrath and thy indignation upon us. Baruch chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am afflicted. Psalms chapter 30, verse 10. When distress cometh upon them, they will seek for peace, and there shall be none. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 25. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Psalms chapter 110, verse 10, and Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, and chapter 9, verse 10. Question 205. Is imperfect contrition sufficient for a worthy confession? Imperfect contrition is sufficient for a worthy confession, but we should endeavor to have perfect contrition. A throne shall be prepared in mercy. Isaiah chapter 16, verse 5. And many a time did he turn away his anger, and he remembered that they are flesh. Psalms chapter 77, verses 38 and 39. There is a shame that bringeth glory and grace. Ecclesiasticus chapter 4, verse 25. The fear of the Lord driveth out sin. Ecclesiasticus chapter 1, verse 27. Wash me yet more from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Psalms chapter 50, verse 4. Be not without fear about sin forgiven. Ecclesiasticus chapter 5, verse 5. Question 206. What do you mean by a firm purpose of sinning no more? By a firm purpose of sinning no more, I mean a fixed resolve not only to avoid all mortal sin, but also its near occasions. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unjust man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he is bountiful to forgive. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7. As you have yielded your members to serve uncleanness and iniquity unto iniquity, so now yield your members to serve justice unto sanctification. Romans chapter 6, verse 19. He hath cleansed from sins, that now he may live the rest of his time in the flesh, not after the desires of men, but according to the will of God. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 2. My son, hast thou sinned? Do so no more. Ecclesiasticus chapter 21, verse 1. Flee from sins as from the face of a serpent. Ecclesiasticus chapter 21, verse 2. Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest some worse thing happen to thee. John chapter 5, verse 14. If the wicked do penance for all his sins which he hath committed, and keep all my commandments, and do judgment and justice, living he shall live. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 21. As I live, saith the Lord God, I desire not the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11, chapter 18, verse 23, and chapter 18, verse 32. For as it was your mind to go astray from God, so when you return again, you shall seek him 10 times as much. Baruch chapter 4, verse 28. If you turn to the Lord with all your heart, put away the strange gods from among you. 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 3. Go not in the way of ruin, and thou shalt not stumble against the stones. Ecclesiasticus chapter 32, verse 25. A wise heart, and which hath understanding, will abstain from sin, and in the works of justice shall have success. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 32. The beginning of a good way is to do justice, and this is more acceptable with God than to offer sacrifices. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 5. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. So shall I always keep thy law forever and ever. Psalms chapter 118, verse 44. We will continue with the biblical treasury of the Catechism on side B of this tape.